Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome to the show. As always, the phones are open and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And here in the studio tonight, we've got Ian. Oh, sorry, Brian. Let's try that again.
And Bonnie.
And Aria.
All right. So phones are open as always. You can bring up anything you want. We're going to start out with some government corruption that has been revealed. I mean, we all know that agencies like the DEA and the FBI are, you know, corrupt to the core, but you don't get a whole lot of evidence about it except from time to time when somebody starts telling the truth. And in this case, the story is coming from the Associated Press.
And aren't they disincentivized from telling the truth? Like, they lose their jobs, lose their promotions,
Yeah, this guy lost his job, and he's going to prison.
Okay.
So he's
like a whistleblower?
Well, only after the fact. He's only going to prison because he got caught for doing something, and he's going to prison for 12 years.
So he was corrupt, now he's going to prison. He's like, I'm going to tell the whole world about how corrupt all of you people are.
Yeah,
okay,
basically.
I like it. I mean, if you're going to get hanged, you might as well, you know, make sure all of your criminals hang with you.
Indeed. Well, now, whether they're going after the rest of, you know, the DEA in its entirety seems unlikely. But that said, it's an interesting story nonetheless.
The Drug Enforcement.
Thank you. Yes. The Drug Enforcement Agency. One of the worst government bureaucracies known to man. They exist simply to destroy people's lives over their personal choices.
Yes. To tell you what you can and can't put in your body.
Yeah, I mean, the federal cops are just bad in general. We don't need them. There's no reason for them at all. But these are the worst of the worst as far as Fed cops are concerned. And the story's from the AP. Jose Irizarry accepts that he's known as the most corrupt agent in the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration's history, admitting
that
he, quote, became another man, unquote, in conspiring with Colombian cartels to build a lavish lifestyle of expensive sports cars, Tiffany jewels, and paramours around the world.
Wow.
What is a paramour?
It's like,
it's like a lover.
Okay.
But as he used his final hours of freedom to tell his story to the Associated Press, Irizarry says he won't go down for this alone, accusing some long-trusted DEA colleagues of joining him in skimming millions of dollars from drug money laundering stings to fund a decade's worth of luxury overseas travel and fine dining, top seats at sporting events, and frat house-style debauchery.
I don't really care what he spends it on. It's like the point that he made deals with these horrible people to, you know, keep their monopoly on violence and drug selling, going, and I don't know,
and
wherever
he was.
By
horrible people, you mean the other DEA agents?
Well, them and also the cartels.
Well, the cartels are horrible people, and it's not because they sell drugs. There's nothing wrong with that. It's because
they're monopoly.
Yeah, governments have created this black market where they can be immoral, where the jungle law effectively rules, where the biggest, strongest, smartest criminal is the one who is successful, rather than out here in the white market where it actually matters that you're honest and have integrity.
The way Irizarry tells it, dozens of other federal agents, prosecutors, informants, and in some cases cartel smugglers themselves were all in on the three-continent joyride known as, quote-unquote, Team America.
How did this not, you know, obviously get caught? If you have an ordinary DEA agent sitting in the front row at, you know, Madison Square Garden, how is that not setting off people's alarms? How
would you know who he is?
He's
bought the tickets just like anybody else.
Should someone in the government notice that? Like, hey, our guy here who's making $36,000 a year just spent that on a single season
ticket.
Anyone
who knows him is, you know, in on it.
They're probably corrupt, too. And then besides, how hard are they going to look at their cohorts? You know, they're not going to look that hard.
That is true. So it's just amazing that they can do this so brazenly and not
for
get
how
caught.
Many years, really, is the question. And how did he get caught is another question I don't have the answer to at the moment. But more here. So the Team America, as they called themselves, chose cities for money laundering pickups, mostly for party purposes, or to coincide with Real Madrid soccer or Rafael Nadal tennis matches. That included stops along the way in VIP rooms of Caribbean strip joints, Amsterdam's red light district, and aboard a Colombian yacht that launched with plenty of booze and more than a dozen prostitutes.
Does this have anything to do with those DEA agents who were stationed on some island in Florida and found a whole bunch? They were studying turtles, and they found kilos and kilos of cocaine and needed to test it while they were there. Me and Ari covered that story last year, and it was just ridiculous.
Yeah, why were the DEA studying
I don't think it
turtles?
Was the DEA, but I don't remember who it was. But it was some governmental agency that was hanging out on the beach in North Carolina, I think, studying turtles, and they just so happened to find a large amount of cocaine. And it was a very weird story.
It was just so clear that the DEA agents were doing something fishy.
Yeah, someone was buying drugs, and a lot of people were doing drugs, and they were having parties out there on this beach while they were saying they were studying the mating habits of turtles or something. It was very obvious that it was all a ruse.
And then magically, like, a whole bunch of cocaine washed up on the shore, so they had to call over the DEA agents, and they did tests on it.
They tested it. So the 48-year-old Irizarry told the AP in a series of interviews before beginning his 12-year federal prison sentence, quote, "We had free access to do whatever we wanted. We would generate money pickups in places we wanted to go, and once we got there, it was about drinking and girls." Unquote.
Well, at least they weren't also doing the drugs, right?
Oh, I bet you they were.
So far, they haven't suggested that, though. And I would be surprised if they weren't.
Well,
but
you don't get high on your own supply.
Well, I mean, if you're a DEA agent, they have unlimited supply, right?
Mm-hmm. All this revelry was rooted, he said, in a crushing realization among DEA agents around the world that there's nothing they can do to make a dent in the drug war anyway. Now, that I didn't expect out of this story. I just figured it would be yet another story of corruption and money and, you know, booze or whatever. But he's actually just coming right out and admitting what he says they all know is true.
Wow.
And
everyone knows it's true.
This is a sham from top to bottom. There's no chance of winning the war on drugs, and even the thugs that are out there carrying out this mission are completely aware of it.
I'm not at all surprised by that. I'm surprised they would admit it.
Yeah.
But like,
well, he's got nothing to lose at this point. True. He's going to prison, so.
But we know that they're never going to stop the war on drugs. No. I'm not even sure they're trying.
Well, I mean, we're only seeing a slowdown on the war on marijuana, which for a long time was the bulk of the war on drugs.
Isn't it slowed down because it's like legal in a lot of places?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean by a slowdown. We're starting to see decrim and legalization and things like that. Of course, in the states where it is legalized, it's still illegal to grow marijuana without a permit. So there's still people being arrested for those things. Just not at the same levels as before. Only nominal concern was actually given to building cases or stemming a record flow of illegal cocaine and opioids into the United States that has driven more than 100,000 drug overdose deaths in a year. He said, quote, "You can't win an unwinnable war. The DEA knows this and the agents know this. There's so much dope leaving Colombia and there's so much money. We know we're not making a difference," he said.
Further, so just quit. I mean, that's the obvious solution here.
But
just
there's
stop
good money
doing
to be
it.
Made. And here's the other reason why.
Well, then go work for the cartels.
Well, here's the other reason they're not going to quit. He says the drug war is a game. It was a very fun game that we were playing. And that's how these people believe, is that they're playing a game with people's lives.
Yep.
To you, it's your freedom that's on the line. If you decide to use a chemical or a plant or some sort of substance that is on this arbitrary list that has been designated by politicians, what they call the drug schedule here in the United States, if you choose to sell those things, then this guy and his corrupt buddies very well could come across you and then put you in a prison cell over it. And they think it's just a fun game.
Your life is on the line in so many ways. Like, in the fact that it's possible to get, like, bad cocaine and it has something else in it. and it wouldn't be like that if it was just legal.
That's true, it wouldn't.
There's lots of things that have become much more unsafe because of these type of people, and they don't care because they get to go around the world drinking alcohol.
And having prostitutes or whatever other things. We're going to get a little deeper into the story here, and you can share your thoughts. The number 603-283-6160. It's time that this war on drugs ends, but that's not going to happen out of this.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life if you will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open and you can join us if you want. We're talking about some corruption news. A major DEA agent who has come out and admitted the truth what it was like working for the DEA. He says the drug war is a game. It was a very fun game that we were playing, and he admits to having set up money laundering stings in cities that was, you know, based on where the DEA agents wanted to go and party next, basically. They were doing, it hasn't said they were doing drugs, but it has talked about a lot of alcohol, strippers, prostitutes.
I think it just said paramours and women, but
it did say prostitutes at one point here. More than a
dozen. It's what you can assume either way.
Yeah, more than a dozen prostitutes on a Colombian yacht at one point was where this guy was hanging out.
I can't hate them for any of that, right?
He was doing deals with cartel smugglers and things like that. Yeah, I get what you're saying, Aria, but this guy is, I'm not hating it on him for this. I would be upset with him for putting peaceful people in prison for doing the exact same thing.
That's basically the point I was trying to make at the beginning. I think that all the stuff he spends his money on is important to get the attention of people. Like, this is what they're spending your money on. That's very important. I mean, he shouldn't be spending other people's money on that.
Drug dealers' money on it. Like, they were paying him off, right? The government wasn't paying for him to be on yachts with 12 prostitutes.
That we know of, at least.
Probably.
But the main problem that I think that should be focused on is just that they know they're not doing anything to help, and they're actually actively helping the violent, horrible people in places like Colombia do their violent, horrible things.
Well, the fact that the drug war exists helps those people do the things that they do because of prohibition is why those violent people have control over those industries in, you know, the legal marketplace, whether we're looking at alcohol sales or aspirin or, you know, some other kind of drugs that are legal. You don't have territorial warfare going on. You don't have the, you know, the guy that runs Budweiser hiring snipers to go after his competitor.
Used to have that during the Prohibition era, right, when it was illegal and when the black market was supreme. And, you know, you had the FBI then and all sorts of federal agencies trying to put a stop to it, and none of them were successful. The only thing that actually succeeded in putting a stop to that was the repealing of Prohibition.
When was the FBI founded? Were they around back then?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know if they've been around 100 years.
Some federal equivalent of the FBI was doing it then?
Certainly. Some Department of Prohibition or whatever the hell they would have been called back then. So the man's name here, as we've been discussing, is Irizarry. His name is Jose Irizarry. He's going to prison for 12 years. And before he checks in for his sentence, he did an interview with the Associated Press. Now, some former colleagues, according to the AP, are attacking what Irizarry's story is, claiming that it's a fictionalized attempt to reduce his sentence. It came in days of contrite, bitter, sometimes tearful interviews with the AP and his sister.
How would it make his sentence less?
It doesn't
make sense.
It wouldn't.
I mean, it seems like he's making himself look worse, not better.
Yeah, I don't think it would have any effect on his sentence at all.
That's no, he's already been sentenced.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
well, other than that, like, whoever says that obviously doesn't understand how it works. But on top of that, it just doesn't seem like that even makes any sense if there was any possibility of it.
They're just trying to downplay this, right? They're just, no, it's just a few bad apples. This isn't a problem with the whole industry.
He's just trying to make people think better of him or, you know, whatever.
So let's see here. It was much the same account that he gave the FBI in lengthy debriefings and sealed court papers obtained by the AP after he pleaded guilty in 2020 to 19 corruption counts, including money laundering and bank fraud. But after years of portraying Irizarry as a rogue agent who acted alone, the U.S. Justice Department investigators have in recent months begun closely following his confessional roadmap, questioning as many as 24 current and former DEA agents and prosecutors accused by Irizarry of turning a blind eye to his flagrant abuses and sometimes joining in.
Oh, don't worry. The government is investigating the government, so they'll get right on that.
They will.
I feel safer already.
With little fanfare, the inquiry has focused on a jet-setting former partner of Irizarry and several other trusted DEA colleagues assigned to international money laundering, and at least 3 current and former federal prosecutors have faced questioning about Irizarry's raucous parties, including one still in a senior role in Miami, another who appeared on the TV show The Bachelorette, and a former Ohio prosecutor who was confirmed to serve as the U.S. attorney in Cleveland this year before backing out for unspecified family reasons. The expanding investigation comes as the nation's premier narcotics law enforcement agency has been rattled by, get this, repeated misconduct scandals in its 4,600 agent ranks. So it is more than just a few bad apples, at least that even they have to admit.
Why do they have almost 5,000 law enforcement agents?
It's federal government bureaucracies, Aria. Their interest is to expand.
That's the whole DEA?
Apparently, yeah.
I would have honestly thought it'd be more than 5,000.
Well,
that's 100 per state.
Yeah, some of those are in other places,
yeah, but
not all in D.C.
I was going to say, yeah, but they go all over the world, right? I mean,
some
like, these people were.
Yeah, some do.
I guess 5,000 sounds about right.
From those who took bribes from traffickers to another accused of leaking confidential information to law enforcement targets. But by far the biggest black eye is Agent Irizarry, whose wholesale betrayal of the badge is at the heart of an ongoing external review of the DEA's sprawling foreign operations in 69 countries.
The fact that they're calling it the betrayal of the badge is, even in the media, is so bad because, like, they're admitting that coming out and telling the truth is betraying your police to these people.
I think what they meant was that he betrayed his badge by engaging in all of this corrupt activity.
That's what they mean. I see what you're still not wrong.
Yeah, I took it wrong.
Yeah, even then, it's absurd. He didn't betray his badge. The badge isn't a thing that can be betrayed. It's just a symbol that these people tack onto themselves to make them feel like they're better than everyone else.
It
but
also
no.
helps him to help him do these things.
He followed the incentives, is what he did. And he's just saying he's not unusual. He's letting people know that what he did wasn't unheard of in this agency. The once standout agent has accused some former colleagues in the DEA's Miami-based Group 4 of lining their pockets and falsifying records to replenish a slush fund used for foreign jaunts over the better part of a decade until his resignation in 2018. He accused a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent of accepting a $20,000 bribe. And recently, the FBI, Office of Inspector General, and a federal prosecutor interviewed the man in prison about other federal employees and allegations he raised about misconduct in maritime interdictions. Quote, "It was too outlandish for them to believe this is actually happening," he said of the investigators. He said further, quote, "The indictment paints a picture of me, the corrupt agent that did this entire scheme, but it doesn't talk about the rest of the DEA. I wasn't the mastermind," he says.
So he was just a beneficiary? I want to know who masterminded it then. I mean, it sounds like he's doing everything he can to spill the beans, but like, I'm saddened because I know the U.S. government is investigating this and they're going to clear themselves of any wrongdoing, so we're never going to find out how corrupt it truly is.
I suspect we will not see mass arrests of the 4,600 DEA agents. At most they might pick off another couple so it makes it look like they did something, and then the rest of them will all be safe for the next decade until some other scandal hits. There's more coming up here, though. The number is 603-283-6160, and then we're gonna go all the way back to the early 1980s where a CIA agent had...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Midterm elections are coming to a close, and Republicans are projected to not seize control of the Senate. However, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, speaking on the Senate floor Monday, says the House of Representatives leaning red and close Senate races show the American people want an end to total Democrat control.
Though several races for the House of Representatives remain uncalled, it appears the likeliest outcome would mean the American people have put a stop to 2 years of Democrats' disastrous one-party government and placed the House in Republican hands.
Investigators in Texas have been hampered by heavy rains in their attempt to find clues to the mid-air crash of two vintage planes that killed six people. This happened at an air show in Dallas. USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about a corrupt DEA agent, or one of many likely corrupt DEA agents, but the one that's most recently going to prison. This one for 12 years, and he is talking. He's got a lot to say about what things were like in the DEA. The fact, according to him, that every other agent he worked with knew that this was an unwinnable war. They barely did, you know, what they could to make some cases, and then meanwhile they just partied with prostitutes and Colombian drug lords.
I mean, it's not a bad life, right? Other than the fact that he was selling people
life.
In prison.
Well, right, that's a bad thing to
yes.
do.
And that was the only thing that purchased him the power and influence to peddle to these drug dealers in the first place.
Right.
So, I mean, there was no legitimate reason he could have been in this position short of utilizing the state to ruin people's lives. But I want to go back to the fact that this guy pled guilty to, I think you said, 19 counts. And
yes,
he's
correct.
Facing
money laundering, bank fraud, the usual.
12 yes. years in prison, 19 counts, 19 yeah. federal counts for this corrupt law enforcement agent who was taking bribes, who was engaging in money laundering and all of these other things, hiring prostitutes around the world. 12 years. They barely put this guy in prison for a decade.
And Ross Ulbricht has been in prison for a decade of what is a double life sentence plus 40-year sentence for just having a website on the internet.
Yes. They could not be more obvious with their badge privilege.
Well, Ian, you're facing 420 years.
That's correct. In the Crypto 6 case, which
I was going to say, I don't know how many charges you have. I forgot.
I think it's like 25 or I've lost count. But you can go to Ballad of the Crypto 6. That's Ballad. I think it's balladofthecrypto6.com. I'll have to double check.
I prefer movie.freetalklive.com.
Oh, do we have that linking to that?
Okay. We do.
Anyway, balladofthecrypto6 with the numeral 6.com is where you can go to contribute to the Crypto 6 documentary. I think there's like less than a week left on the fundraiser, so they are over 50% of the way there. Maybe there'll be some folks kicking in the last remaining moments of this campaign and get this thing funded. If you want to get some, you know, perks, for instance, you can go and do that. You can become an Indiegogo backer. Or if you got cryptocurrency and you want to contribute directly without having Indiegogo take a 10% fee or whatever it is on that, just contact them directly through the website at balladofthecrypto6 with the numeral 6.com. We're going to Major Payne in Michigan. We're talking about the corrupt DEA, and Major, you had some thoughts. Go ahead.
Well, you also mentioned the FBI, and
yes,
they
also known for being corrupt.
Yeah, well, they were birthed from the Pinkerton Agency. It's kind of interesting when you take it back historically, because you.
And what is the Pinkertons? My dad just told me about this like last year, and I was like, this is so weird. Weird part of American history I didn't know about until like last year.
They, as I recall, they were a private security firm that would like secure Western Union cargo, basically going across the country.
I'm fixing to tell you.
Yeah.
The bandits would bang the trains, and the railroad men had money, and mm-hmm. So did Wells Fargo and whatnot, running stagecoaches, but they were transporting payrolls.
Mm-hmm.
So they were hot spots for the outlaws, right? So they hired these. They came up with the Pinkerton Agency and hired them, and they were the private cops for the rich. And
so they were basically an armored truck service before there were armored trucks.
No. These guys were gunmen.
Okay. Like they were
just kill you.
I think that what he was saying is that the train situation was like why the need that arose for them to go out there. They like went out west with people who were going out west on trains and stuff like that, and they were cops, and they were like basically like the first FBI. And I just looked it up. The FBI was came about in 1908.
And I wouldn't recommend it, but you mentioned these guys would shoot to kill or whatever. I'm fairly certain if you attempt to rob an armored truck, you're going to die. Not 100% sure, but you'll probably die.
It's just like...
Well, this was during the time of the James Gang and the Daltons and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys knew better than the crap in their own backyard. So they keep a safe zone about them. You know, like the Daltons hung out in Coffeyville, along with the Jameses.
None of those words made sense to me.
I wish I knew more about it. I just know that they were really corrupt, not cops, unelected, people. And,
I'm fine with private security services, though.
But are you saying, Major Payne, that the Pinkertons were also corrupt? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think anybody that ever has worked for the government has probably been corrupt, and anybody that's ever smelt too much power. Nothing corrupts absolutely like absolute power.
That's true. Well, the Pinkertons were a private agency, though. They were essentially, hired guns that could be used
to... Yeah, they were hired thugs.
Right.
That sounds like a positive thing to me, for the most part. I mean, obviously, a private institution can still be corrupt, but at least then there's competition.
It turned into the FBI, because just as I said, the James Gang and the Daltons kept a safe... Haven, the bank robbers during the Roaring Twenties and whatnot were their safe haven was Indiana, and they'd go hit banks in Illinois and Detroit and whatnot. And the FBI was basically invented so they could chase them across state lines. That's where the interstate commerce law came from, which they hemmed me up on from a Michigan misdemeanor for all things.
Wow.
I hate to hear that.
And I'm in the Fed pen because of a Michigan misdemeanor. Because I could not sign the paper because I did not have the address to say where I was.
Thank you, Major Payne, for the call tonight. I appreciate the info. According to Wikipedia, there was in 1896, they founded the National Bureau of Criminal Identification, which provided agencies across the country with information to identify known criminals. Then there was the assassination of President McKinley in 1901, which created a perception that the U.S. was under threat from anarchists. The Departments of Justice and Labor had been keeping records on anarchists for years, but Theodore Roosevelt, that president, wanted more power to monitor them. So what a surprise. The FBI was created in its earliest days to monitor anarchists, and they're still doing that.
Wow.
The Justice Department had been tasked with the regulation of interstate commerce since 1887, but it lacked the staff to do so. And then Roosevelt instructed the Attorney General to organize an autonomous investigative service that would report only to the Attorney General. He reached out to other agencies, including the Secret Service, which did exist already at that time, for personnel, investigators in particular. And then in 1908, they formed the Bureau of Investigation, which would have its own staff of special agents. That was created again in 1908. Using Justice Department funds, their first task was visiting and making surveys of the houses of prostitution in preparation for enforcing the White Slave Traffic Act. And then following that...
What the heck is that?
I don't know.
Never heard of the White Slave Traffic Act.
Then in 1932, the Bureau was renamed the United States Bureau of Investigation. The following year, the Bureau of Investigation was linked to the Bureau of Prohibition. And rechristened to the Division of Investigation.
So we were right. There was a prohibition.
There was a connection. Yeah.
Force.
And then became an independent service within the Department of Justice in 1935. In the same year, it was officially changed from the name of the Division of Investigation to the Federal Bureau of Investigation. So it wasn't official until 1935, but its beginnings were in the early part of the 20th century.
And it was created to keep an eye on anarchists because, you know, if there's anyone you got to watch out for, it's those people who want to leave you the hell alone.
Well, you do have to remember that there are also the bomb-throwing types of anarchists out there that give the rest of the anarchists a bad name. And so it's, you know, the mainstream media has been promulgating the former.
That's
the
what you're doing
throwers.
Right now, Ian.
It's hard to call those people anarchists, though, when they attempt to use violence to achieve their goals.
Indeed. But you don't have to be peaceful to be an anarchist.
Well, Ian is just...
I think you do.
Yeah, Ian is just mind-controlled. He doesn't understand.
There's more coming up here in moments. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. Speaking of government corruption, that's what we've been talking about here so far tonight. Well, along with government corruption also goes government incompetence, and that's probably what happened at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988. Unless, of course, they were actually purposely poisoning their people with contaminated drinking water, which is also a possibility. I'm not going to draw any conclusions on that. I've never researched the case.
Wasn't there also some radioactivity leak in, like, Hawaii where they were leaking nuclear waste into people's water and covered it up?
I don't know. Possibly.
I swear I remember hearing something.
That'd be a question for Richie Rich, who is from Hawaii on Sunday nights. But anyway, if you were working or living at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988, and you've suffered from cancer, Parkinson's disease, or another serious health issue, you might be entitled to compensation, but there are some possible deadlines involved in this. So I'm going to give you a phone number here, and you can give them a call. See if you or a family member may qualify for potential payments. That number is 888-918-1037. That's 888-918-1037. If you are at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988 and you've had serious health issues, money is already set aside. That number again, 888-918-1037. It's Ian, Bonnie, and Aria here in the studio tonight. We've been talking about this story from the Associated Press, which is actually pretty in-depth, by the way. This is like a feature-level piece on DEA corruption. And, of course, we're still just scratching the surface, but to this former agent's credit, this guy, Jose Izari, who is going to prison for a dozen years on various different corruption, money laundering charges, and more, he's telling all on the way into the prison cell. He says he tried to tell the FBI and federal prosecutors about some of the corruption. He says it was too outlandish for them to even believe it was happening. And talking about going and doing money laundering deals in countries where they wanted to party and taking money and buying prostitutes and, like, all kinds of stuff. He says the indictment...
Why is that... I mean, that doesn't seem too outlandish to believe it's happening. It's just like, oh, people who have power and money going down to tropical countries, you think it's too outlandish to believe that they would drink and have sex with prostitutes?
Well, that's something that they could say to avoid investigating, right? Like, oh, there's no way that's happening. Our agents would never be corrupt.
That's so stupid.
I mean, what else would they be... I have a hard time imagining what else one of these DEA agents would be doing going to the Caribbean, if not to get a bunch of drug money and get on a yacht with a bunch of hookers.
And Amsterdam, apparently,
yeah,
as well.
Like, what else is he doing there? They can't enforce the law there.
He says the indictment paints a picture of me, the corrupt agent that did this entire scheme, but it doesn't talk about the rest of the DEA. I wasn't the mastermind, he said. The federal judge in Tampa who sentenced Irizarry last year seemed to agree, saying other agents corrupted by the allure of easy money need to be investigated. This has to stop, Judge Charlene Honeywell told prosecutors.
Sounds like tough talk, yeah?
Yeah, well, look. It's never going to stop because I think it was Major Payne who made this point. You know, as long as there's power to be had, corrupt people will be attracted to those positions, and even those who aren't corrupt will become corrupted by the power. There have been scientific studies that have been done. We've talked about them on the air over the years on Free Talk Live that show scientifically proven human beings are corrupted by power. That's just a fact.
Yeah.
And so as long as the DEA exists, as long as they have the ability to arrest people for having a plant or a chemical, then they will always have power, and so therefore the agents will always be tending towards corruption.
I mean, the people out there listening need to really put themselves, honestly, put themselves in this law enforcement officer's shoes where they're making maybe $40,000, $50,000, maybe $100,000 a year at the most. And then they're interacting with this drug dealer who's like, hey, I'll slide you $50,000 and I'll put you on a yacht every other weekend for the next 4 years,
yep,
and have a dozen prostitutes waiting, a dozen beautiful prostitutes there, and all the booze you could want. Just look the other way as we're smuggling these things in.
Right.
And you already know that you can't stop that drug dealer. Anyway, you can't stop those drugs. It's going to continue happening. So why not?
Why not take it?
Yeah, why not take the deal and enjoy the life?
The Justice Department declined to comment. The DEA spokesperson said the following: Jose Irizarry is a criminal who violated his oath as a federal law enforcement officer and violated the trust of the American people. Over the past 16 months, the DEA has worked vigorously to further strengthen our discipline and hiring policies to ensure the integrity and effectiveness of our essential work.
Well, we can totally trust you to do that.
And I don't want to be that person, but like, Jose, what was his last name?
Irizarry.
Irizarry, yeah. If his name was like John Smith, he would not be going to prison right now. He'd be getting promoted. I mean, he's clearly not your ordinary white law enforcement agent.
Okay.
So, I mean, here's your sacrificial lamb.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's weird that one person got arrested over this anyway. Like, was he doing it all by himself?
No, he's saying he wasn't.
I know he wasn't, yeah. But it's just like, is that what the average person's expected to believe? Like, oh, he was off by himself doing this and all the other agents had no idea.
They are. He's the sacrificial lamb. As Ian pointed out, they may round up two or three other people and sacrifice them, too, just so they can say, look, guys, no,
it's
he was right.
Now.
Yeah, we found the problem. We identified it. We took care of it. Rest safe now.
Right. Now we've changed our hiring practices, so this will never happen again in the future.
Yeah, now we only hire good, upstanding white people, like John Smith over there.
The AP was able to corroborate some, but not all, of Irizarry's accusations through thousands of confidential law enforcement records and dozens of interviews with those familiar with his claims in the ongoing investigation. Several people who spoke on condition of anonymity, because they weren't authorized to discuss these things, had things to say. The probe is focused in part on George Zomberos, one of Irizarry's former partners who traveled overseas extensively for money laundering investigations. Irizarry told the AP that Zomberos enjoyed unfettered access to so-called commission funds and improperly tapped that money for personal purchases and unwarranted trips using names of people that didn't exist in DEA reports justifying the excesses. Zomberos remained a DEA agent even after he was arrested and briefly detained on allegations of sexual assault during a trip to Madrid in 2018. He resigned only after being stripped of his gun badge and security clearance for invoking his Fifth Amendment rights to stay silent in 2019 when the same federal prosecutor who charged Irizarry summoned him to testify before a federal grand jury in Tampa.
So he was punished for not talking?
For not talking.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And I would hate that for the average citizen, but when it's a cop,
yeah,
I can't really feel bad about it. You know, I'm torn, right? He should have the right to remain silent without it being any suggestion of guilt and without it leading to punishment.
Just lost his job.
Yeah, just lost him his job. It's not like it lost him, you know, like...
I don't know if
they made him guilty.
Yeah, I don't know if they've charged him. I'm not sure about that.
In all his book that I'm reading, Presumed Guilty, he talks about somebody in 2022... in Michigan who got pulled over, and he was telling the cop, he's like, I have the right to remain silent. The cop said, no, you don't, and
that's
called back up and asked him, like, are you a lawyer or something? They covered the dash cam. They broke his windshield. They dragged him out. He was in a coma.
Oh, my God.
They stripped him. Like, oh, my God. It's crazy.
What happened to him?
He like, blacked out, and then he woke up in jail or whatever, and the police department investigated themselves and found that there was no wrongdoing.
Of course they did.
Dash cams are great, but like once you get pulled over, the live stream button is so much more powerful because they can't take that away. Down.
Authorities are so focused on Zomberos, they also subpoenaed his brother, a Florida wedding photographer who traveled and partied around the world with DEA agents, and even granted the photographer immunity to induce his cooperation. So they tried to flip him on his own brother. But Michael Zomberos also refused to testify, good for him, and has been jailed outside of Tampa since March for quote-unquote civil contempt. So this is where they subpoena you to a grand jury, and you don't answer their questions. They put you in jail.
I thought you were only in jail until the grand jury finished convening them.
That's as I understand it, too. So this is probably going on as we speak.
That's a long grand jury. 8 months at this point.
Wow, I thought you could only be held in contempt for 6 months anyway.
Grand juries are impaneled, I believe, for 18 months,
wow.
If I recall correctly. So it's.
But regardless of how long the grand jury is there, I thought you could only be in contempt for 6 months.
Not with the grand jury. You're just thinking of like a state court contempt. And contempt can be for longer than 6 months, even in state court. But the rule is, as I understand it, the judge can sentence you to any amount of time up to 6 months with no check on the ruling. But if the judge sentences you to over 6 months, then it can be appealed to a panel of judges, which are all his buddies anyway, so I'm sure they're going to back him.
And they all play golf have together. The same job.
So most of the time, they just keep it to less than 6 months because it's just contempt. But if they wanted to give you 20 years for contempt, I mean, they could.
The entire contempt thing needs to be stricken from the record. Oh, yeah. Except it's not on the record,
not,
is it?
It's considered an inherent power of the Western judicial courts. It's not even in the Constitution.
What?
It's not in statute. There's more coming up here in moments. The number 603-283-6160.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.